Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Have you ever been scolded by a random stranger? And because they remind you of like a family member, your brain automatically just fell in line and listened to them.
Oh, God. What'd you do?
Okay. So over the weekend, I had like the cutest, coziest fall weekend in Hagerstown. Like I stayed at the Inn on Potomac. I saw the Mummers Parade. I had dinner at Viva's and I actually ended up running into my friend Ryan, who does radio out there. And he was emceeing their like Halloween block party. So we spent some time with him. And after that, I had to pee. I had to use the restroom. Okay.
80% of Jess's stories always have to come down the bathroom.
Exactly.
One way or the other. Yeah.
So I had to use the restroom. And I saw this business, the Doghouse Bar and Grill. And it was almost like the timing was perfect where I didn't know where else I could use the restroom because it was getting late.
Right.
And they were one of the places where you have a key to get in. And like when I walked in, this girl was walking out of the bathroom and she just gave me the key because I had to use the bathroom. And I was like, period. So I just had the key. I slipped in, used the restroom, walked out, had the key in my hand. And this woman comes up to me.
Oh, no.
Her name is Sheila.
Oh,
and
Sheila's always mean business.
Love Sheila.
Yeah.
And Sheila reminds me of my Apu. They're the same height. They're the same energy straight up. And my Apu is my grandma. That's my dad's mom. And the way that Sheila comes up to me, I would tell you from the outside looking in, you would think that like Sheila knows me personally. And you would think that Sheila and I are related the way she's talking to me, how close she is to me. Sheila comes up from behind me and puts her arm around me and she goes, Missy, you have to support this business if you're going to use the restroom.
Really?
The way she said Missy and looked at me in my eye, like my soul left my body.
your whole spine chilled.
I'm 32 years old. I could have been like, excuse me, ma'am. Like, you know, but no, I was like, I am so sorry. I was like, you're right. And
you're
I was like,
busted.
Immediately, I was like, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Crime.
And I was like, I'm sorry, ma'am. That was so disrespectful. I was like, I really had to pee. I'm new.
Wait,
here.
Was it her restaurant?
I found
or is she
out
a patron.
I found out later on from someone else that I think she's a general manager over there. So she goes, so I was like, I'm new here. It's my first time here. I needed to use the bathroom. Like, this will never happen again. And she's like, you have to support the business if you want to use the restroom. You know, like you can do the karaoke was going on. She's like, you can do karaoke. We're having a Halloween party tomorrow. But like the way she was talking to me, and especially like where she came up to me as far as like height wise, it was the exact height of my Apu. So I think in my brain, like I immediately just like submitted to her and I was like, yes, ma'am, this will never happen again. I'm so sorry. And she's like, but come back again. And I was like, I will.
Does that seem a little ridiculous though? I mean, come
no,
on.
No.
Let's be honest. Like,
but she's not wrong. It's correct. When I went in there, I mean, that is a normal thing for a place of business. Like a lot of places are like customers are only allowed to use the restroom.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes and no.
I understand.
But like,
that.
At what point, y'all? Like at what point? Sheila, I'm going to talk to Sheila directly.
No, no,
yes,
no, no, you're
yeah,
not.
I'm going to.
No,
I'm
you're not.
To. I'm
no.
Talk, I'm talking to
Sheila,
everybody's grandma.
I hope this,
morning.
This counts as me supporting your business because I will never do that again. And the next time
I
will
Sheila
go in and support
you.
Your business.
I feel like Sheila's like, you better give my business a shout out Monday. Or
no,
I'm gonna...
but you have to understand it's like,
are you okay?
I feel like there are some people. There are some people
no,
that because they remind you
like
of like a family member or something.
So like you're scared right now.
No, I felt like this is what's so
Sheila.
Crazy is that when she was talking to me, I felt like I knew her my whole life. So I was not.
No, I get it.
I was not alarmed. I was not afraid. I just immediately was like, yes, I have to listen to you.
Was
and like whatever
being,
you're saying, correct.
Was she being jovial? Was it like a
doesn't sound jovial
ha,
to me.
Ha ha, you got to support the business. Or was it like. But like
doesn't
no for
fun.
Real like
it was
you've got to support no. the business
it was like serious no. jokey funny haha but she meant business and I respected
Ooh!
Every moment of it
no, I don't.
And honestly it
I'm
makes
stressed.
Me want to go back and support her because I respect her
this feels like almost like what's it Munchausen's in Prague what is it Munchausen's
Stockholm syndrome
yeah almost like that where like it's almost like she has you in prison now
no
it almost sounds like she's like Jess
you're not hearing what I'm saying
have me under control
what I'm saying is she reminded me me of my Apu, and like even though I was afraid, it was like the most because my Apu scares me as
it
well.
It was like endearing.
It was like endearing. Yeah. And I love her. Like her and I are joined for life.
Tough love.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.